Number two. This is the second word that we are going to study. We are going to study about inerrancy. Okay? The word inerrancy. And out of these four words, it is the fourth word. Okay? These words are wrong. This is wrong. This is the right spelling. Okay? In. Oh, did you write down the other one? Sorry. Fooled you. April Fool. Okay? So it's not this word. It's this word. Inerrancy. Okay? What happened? Discussion is going on. Tell me. You guys are discussing about April Fool and May Fool when you're talking about inspiration here? Okay, fine. Number two, inerrancy. We believe not only that the Bible is inspired by God, we also believe that the Bible is inerrant. That the Bible is inerrant. Again, when I say that the Bible is inerrant, I am talking about the original autograph. We believe that the original autograph is inerrant. Okay? What do we mean by inerrancy? What do we mean by inerrancy? We believe that the Bible has no errors. This is very important for us to understand. The Bible has no errors. Bible has absolutely no errors. No mistakes in the Bible. Okay? Does the Bible in itself say that there is no error in it? Yes, the Bible says that. We will look at a couple of verses, okay? Inerrancy means that the Bible has no error. Okay, let's look at a couple of verses. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Write down the reference. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4.
Jesus says that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Jesus is quoting a verse from the Old Testament. Can you tell me where? Okay, this verse is found in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verses 3. So you can write it down. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verses 3. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 3, Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the... So you look at that verse, Jesus says, it is written. Jesus himself says, it is... When Jesus says, it is written, Jesus is indirectly saying, it is written in the book of Deuteronomy. If Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy, that means Jesus believes that Deuteronomy is correct and true. And when Jesus quotes Deuteronomy and explains that in Matthew, he is saying Matthew and Deuteronomy are agreeing with each other. Why do they agree with each other? Because there is no error. There is no mistake. Jesus says, I believe that Deuteronomy is authoritative. There is no mistake in that. That's why Jesus quotes from the Old Testament. Now let's look at the verse. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is found in your Bible. And Jesus is indirectly saying, when we eat, we should not only eat to survive physically, but we should also desire to eat the spiritual food that comes from God. That's the meaning of this verse. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man should not live just to eat, but man should live by on every word that comes from the Bible as well. Feed your spiritual life is what Jesus Christ is saying. For how many years did Jesus feed them with manna? And how many people ate that manna? All of them. 40 years. 6 lakh more people. How many people finally entered the promised land? Only 2 families. Why? Because they were people who lived by bread alone. They did not desire the spiritual food that came from. They died. They were buried in the desert. Only 2 people entered the promised land. Joshua and Caleb. You remember in Joshua 24? I think it's verse 24 or something where Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will. That's the reason why he entered the promised land. Because he said, I don't know about you. You want to worship the gods of that river. You decide. But today, I have decided. Me and my house. we will serve the Lord. Because they desired not to live by bread alone, but they desired to live on every word that came from the mouth of God. Not only that, whenever Jesus fought with Satan, Jesus did not fight with Satan by using his hand. Jesus fought with Satan by using the word of God. Whenever you and I go through temptation in our life, you and I can also fight temptation in our life by using the word of God. That does not mean that when Satan comes, you take your Bible and throw it at him. No, no. Okay, it will go through. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. The more you read the Bible, the more you by heart the Bible, when sin or temptation comes into your life, suddenly a verse will pop up in your mind. You can quote that and you can proclaim that verse in your Christian life. So Jesus believes that there is no error because he quoted from this. Let's look one more verse. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. Please write the reference down. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. Write the reference down. I know all things because I can see all things. Write it down. Write it. You wrote. This KJV? Huh? KJV? Lord, I pray for my dear brother, Lord. Pray that you would work in his heart. There's nothing wrong with your tongue. Is there a simpler translation that we all can understand? NIV? NASB? ESV? Anyone? No, NIV? Where are my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus? Where is my NIV brothers and sisters? Hallelujah, praise the Lord, okay. Yeah, do not think that. Okay. 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 Hey, I have nothing against KJV and NIV. It's just that it's very difficult for me to understand. When I read this E and they and G and all, I can't understand. NIV is simple English for me. I'm a poor fellow. Sorry, okay. Okay. Yeah, so Jesus is telling, don't think that I have come to abolish the law. The law of the prophets is another word that is used to describe the Old Testament. So Jesus is saying, don't think that I have come to abolish the Old Testament. I have not come to abolish. I have come to fulfill them. Okay? I have come to fulfill them. So Jesus also believed that the Bible was inerrant. He also believed that there was no error in the Bible. Now, when we talk about inerrancy, there is a word I want you to keep in your mind, okay? Just for your understanding. I don't want to confuse you with it. Write this word down. Verbal inspiration. Plenary inspiration. Okay? Verbal plenary. This is just for your understanding. Because we believe in the verbal plenary inspiration of the Word of God. We believe in the verbal plenary inspiration of the Word of God. Now look here. The doctrine of the authority of the Bible is described as verbal plenary inspiration. What does it mean? The word verbal means every word. Verbal means every word of scripture is God given. It is the idea that every single word is there because God wanted it to be there in the Bible. Again, when we say Bible, what are we referring to? When we say Bible, what are we referring to? When we say it is inspired, what are we talking about? It's talking about the original. So we believe in the verbal plenary inspiration of the original autograph. What do we mean by that? We mean that every word in the original autograph was placed there specifically because God wanted to have it there. Okay? Not only that, plenary means all parts of the Bible are equally authoritative. That means the genealogies of the Old Testament, all the New Testament part is of divine origin. Why? Because that is exactly how God desired for it to be there. Okay? That is how God desired for it to be there. Okay, so we studied two things so far. We studied that the Bible is inspired by God. What do we mean by inspiration? There is no. We believe by inspiration that God spoke through the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit the author wrote down the original autograph. When he wrote down the original autograph by the work of the Holy Spirit, what is the other important thing we studied? He was allowed to use his situation and circumstance to write the Bible, inspired by God. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God breathed, is inspired by God. Because it is inspired by God, number two, we learn that the Bible is inerrant, which means that the Bible has no, because Jesus himself quoted from the Old Testament. Jesus himself said, I did not come to abolish the Old Testament, but rather I came to fulfill the Holy Scriptures. That's how we believe that the Bible is inerrant. We believe in the verbal plenary inspiration. Verbal means every word, means authority. Because every word is placed by God, it has authority in my life. Yes? Cool? Anybody has any doubts? Any questions? Can I ask you a question? Okay. Good boys. Right? Cool? Okay.